Greetings, it is I, the Great One himself, founder of Cynical Libertarian Society, here with an Anarchy Moment. By the way, you can send feedback to God at cynlibsoc.com. That's God, dog spelled backwards, cynlibsoc.com, which is, of course, where you also find the Cynical Libertarian Society on the website. Now going to record the Anarchy Moment that I was going to record before I went on the previous Anarchy Moment rant about stupid little college kids and charities. I hearken back a couple of weeks to when I talked about being at a breakfast meeting, yada, 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 and the subject of Cyprus came up, where the government took money out of people's bank accounts without asking them, yada, yada, yada. And of course, there was the typical response that, you know, oh, that's never going to happen. I find it fascinating how incredibly stupid you 99%ers are. Because when you say to the average 99%er here in the United States, right, Cyprus, the government of Cyprus took money out of everybody's bank account without asking them, just took it out. That's probably going to happen here in the United States at some point. They will say to you, that's insane, that's crazy. You're wearing a tinfoil hat, Alex Jones, you know, you probably think the moon mission was faked, yada, yada, yada. And it fascinates me on two levels. First of all, let's look at this. The government of the United States, the democratically elected government of the United States, the democracy that you all fucking worship, your democracy, your constitutional democracy, endorsed slavery, passed laws that said escaped slaves had to be returned, gave the American Indians blankets that were contaminated with diseases. They essentially utilized biological warfare against them, initiated wars against the American Indians, killed their men, raped their women, put the American Indians on reservations. When they found out the reservations had valuable minerals on them, kicked the American Indians off the reservations, put them on other reservations, put Japanese people in concentration camps, tested LSD on American soldiers, exposed American soldiers to radiation to see what radiation would do to them, has tested biological weapon delivery systems in at least two instances that I know of in New York and Los Angeles. And I know this is not tinfoil. I know this is true because I was in the military. I went to nuclear, biological, and chemical school. I've seen the test results from those tests. You don't have to fucking believe me. I really don't give a shit. I've seen the test results. The government of the United States conducted the Tuskegee experiment. The government of the United States put Japanese people in concentration camps. Can't remember if I said that one or not. The government of the United States killed women and children at the compound in Waco by running over them with tanks and setting them on fire and pumping tear gas into closed areas. The government of the United States shot Vicky Weaver in the head with a sniper rifle while she was holding her baby in her arms and was completely unarmed. And yet, somehow or another, you believe that there's this line that the government of the United States is just not going to cross. They're just not going to take money out of your bank account. No, of course not. I mean, just because the government of the United States, under your messiah, King Hussein Obama, the first affirmative action president and the second coming of Jesus Christ, is murdering people in foreign countries with flying robots. And just because they're listening to your phone conversations, and just because they're building a giant complex in Utah, which is going to store and cipher through every communication on the internet. But no, no, no. They would never take money out of your bank account? Why, that's just crossing a line. And the government would never do that. It amazes me. It fucking, and it shouldn't. because I know how stupid you 99%ers are. I know how stupid you sheeple are. I know how stupid you statists are. And yet it still just fucking amazes me that you're this goddamn stupid. I mean, you're so fucking stupid. There, I literally cannot think of a word. Like, you're a Googleplex stupid. You're gigantuan stupid. I mean, there is no word to describe how fucking stupid you are. Your stupidity is of such fucking magnitude that this is why when politics come up in discussions where I'm around you 99%ers, I just don't say anything because there's no fucking way that anything can be said to you that you're capable of understanding because you're literally this goddamn stupid. Now, as I was thinking about this, here's something that occurred to me. The government already takes money out of your bank account. Every year, those of us who actually work for a living, a lot of you are actually exempt from this because you're on welfare and you're on food stamps because minority got Obama phone because you're white trash on food stamps going in the motherfucking store and making the cashier cry because your motherfucking food stamp card doesn't work and you're getting all pissy with her because, yeah, you're a motherfucking minority got Obama phone and you're on food stamps and you're on disability and you're welfare and you're low income and you got your motherfucking food stamps. And if you missed that anarchy moment, you should go back and listen to it because it's one of my favorites so far. For those of you who are doing something at least semi-productive, every year you do income taxes. And I know many of you get money back from the government, and this is interesting. So you think the government's not going to take money out of your bank account. Last time I checked, the government takes money out of your paycheck. They don't have your permission. You could say, well, yes, I'm okay with it, but you can't withdraw permission from the government to stop taking the money out of your paycheck. If they take the money out of your paycheck, what makes you think they won't take it out of your bank account? But for those of us who actually are overly productive, shall we say, those of us who actually do create shit and have to actually end up paying taxes because we're independent contractors or we work for ourselves or we own our own businesses, whatever. You know, those of us who aren't 99% or worthless fucking pieces of shit. Those of us who create the fucking value and create the wealth that actually keep this nation afloat until you fucking deadweight white trash motherfuckers on food stamps fucking sink us all. For those of us, every year we have to write a check to the IRS. Isn't that the government taking money out of your bank account without your permission? I mean, you doing the income tax form is not optional. You think it's optional? Prove me wrong. Don't do yours. You owe money writing the check to the IRS? That's not optional. You think it's optional? Prove me wrong. Don't send your check to the IRS on April 15th. The government already takes money out of your bank account without your consent. Just because you're writing the check doesn't mean the government isn't taking the money out. Here's an analogy, because I like arguing by analogy, especially whenever I can make the analogy relate to rape, because piss off feminazis. So what we're saying, what those of you who are 99%ers, what you're saying is, the government isn't going to take money out of my bank account without my permission. And when I write a check to the IRS for my income taxes, that's totally different than the government taking money out of my check. Well, how about this? Let's say I'm going to go rape a woman. So if I push the woman down and I push her legs apart so I can get to the pussy, that's like the government coming along and taking the money right out of your bank account, right? See, that's bad. But if I push the woman down, and when she falls down, her legs just naturally spread open, so now I can just jump in there and rape the shit out of her, and it's totally cool, because that's like when the government does, gives you the forms, you fill out the forms, then you write a check and you mail it to them. Okay? In both cases, you've been violated. The fact that your legs accidentally came open when you hit the ground doesn't mean you didn't get raped. You still got raped, even if I didn't have to pry your fucking legs apart. When you write a check to the IRS to pay your income taxes, the government is taking money out of your bank account without your permission. Okay, just because you helped by conveniently sending them a check instead of forcing them to pull your legs apart, that doesn't mean you didn't get fucking raped. It was your money. It was taken without your consent by the government. At least for some of us. And for some of you, it wasn't your money. Some of you, you're on low income and you're on disability. You got welfare. You got food stamps because you got a minority got Obama phone. So you think the government is not going to take money. And this is coming too. This will be a convenience. The day is coming. This is a prediction. I don't know if I'm going to put it on the prediction page, but this is a prediction. Okay, the day is going to come when the federal income tax forms will be eliminated. Why do you need those? You send the information to the government, they'll put it in the computer will have your fucking bank account information, they will figure your income taxes for you and take the shit. I mean, you can already just have the government direct deposit shit into your thing. They're just going to take your income taxes out of your fucking bank account. I mean, if you seriously think that what happened in Cyprus is not going to happen in the United States, you are just fucking dumber than shit. I mean, the day is coming when there will be, I've said this before, this is an official prediction, cash will be eliminated. Cash will be made illegal. All financial transactions will happen via computers. You will have an RFID chip implanted in your body, and all of the money, quote unquote money, you have will be in digital form. It'll be stored on that chip. The government will monitor it. Because there will be no fucking cash. The government will know every time money changes hands. Every single fucking time. They'll know who gave it to whom. They will just track all of this. They will know. Like if you gave some money to a charity, they'll know this. You won't have to do a goddamn income tax form anymore. They will make the deduction for you if it's still a deduction. They will. All of this will be done by computer, and your income taxes will be taken out of your funds on your RFID chip automatically. And I know you think that I'm fucking crazy, and I know you think I'm wearing a tinfoil hat. You know I think, I know you think, wait, I know you know that you know that we think that I know think that I've been listening to too much Alex Jones. This is gonna, what makes you think this isn't going to happen? I mean, how can you be this fucking stupid? Oh wait, you're a statist. Never mind.